Welcome to the Exec MBA podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent interview with Jaime Falquez. Jaime is an Executive MBA format graduate from our class of 2018, and he and I recently caught up to talk a little bit more about his background, why he decided to pursue an MBA, how his Darden experience impacted his career, and much more. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Jaime Falquez. Jaime, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brad. It's so good to connect with you again. It's been a while.
Absolutely. And you know what? I was reflecting on, you know, we've tried to schedule this for a few different occasions, and everyone in this program is so busy, and that certainly is inclusive of our alumni. You've had quite a bit going on. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us.
No, always a pleasure, Brad. It's interesting. The first time we connected, we had to reschedule because I had just become a dad the day that we were going to have this interview. And then as we're catching up today, I'm sharing the news that we're going to have another addition to the family this coming fall. So it's very exciting times for us.
Well, congratulations. That's obviously exciting news. And you obviously have a lot to look forward to. So let's talk a little bit, though, about you and your background. We start all these podcasts the same way. And so tell us a little bit more about you and who you are, what you do, and, you know, what you've done.
Sure. I started my career basically in advertising, traditional advertising, working on integrated marketing campaigns for major global brands right out of college. And it was a great learning experience because from the get-go, even though I worked for advertising agencies out of college, I always describe my experience as more of a marketer as opposed to just an advertiser. And what does that mean is that the type of partnerships that we have with our clients, it was more of a being part of their team, being involved in their day-to-day business and make decisions that would have positive impact into the way that they do their businesses. So I've been very lucky to have the opportunity of to have that type of partnerships. And over the course of the years, I slowly moved from just focusing on integrated marketing campaigns to focusing on how do we drive more efficiency and transformation within the partnerships that we have with clients and the businesses in itself. And over the course of that time, that's where I started thinking of, you know, what else, what other skills do I need in order to be very successful at driving change and transformation in the business? And then that's what really led me to just my decision of pursuing a degree. And in the case of myself, I mean, I decided to go to Darden because I felt that Darden would allow me to further develop some of the skills that I had developed over the course of my career in advertising, marketing operations, agency operations, and at the time when I took the MBA, starting consulting, and also develop some of my managerial skills and that broad sense of understanding of how the business operates. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I was going to be responsible for liaising with different departments from finance, accounting, operations, HR, marketing, and so forth. So just being able to navigate all those departments and understand how they operate and how to sync them up together to ensure that we drive change, transformation, and achieve whatever business objectives that we have were key. So that's where I felt that an MBA education would be very beneficial for me. And I'm happy to say that my experience at Darden was very fruitful, very successful, and it really helped me during the time I was working and doing my MBA and even after.
So a couple questions related to that. So had you taken a lot of business courses previously? One of the things many of our applicants wonder is, do they have the right kind of background? And oftentimes that's inclusive of sort of their academic background. So, you know, as an undergrad, what had you studied?
For an undergrad, I took a little bit of international business and marketing courses. The bulk of my experience was mainly just my work experience. I did take a couple of executive education courses unrelated to an MBA, but it was just more of like a week-long course or a two-day seminar on a particular topic. In case my background was marketing, so I took a lot of courses on customer experience, marketing operations, a little bit of accounting, just for my own knowledge. But by the time I made my decision to go into an MBA, I was not focusing too much on the courses that I had taken before, but I was focusing more of like how what I have done so far in my career can be a complement to what I was going to learn from my MBA.
And Darden is obviously a general management school, as some of our listeners know if they've been tuned into the podcast for a while. You know, that meant that you were going to take a lot of courses. In addition to just marketing, you were going to have accounting, finance, operations, business ethics, leadership communication, leading organizations, a real gamut. Did that appeal to you?
Absolutely. I was definitely looking for a holistic experience as opposed to like a very specific type of learning experience, because again, my career has always been surrounding marketing, advertising, marketing operations. So on my own time, I have taken courses or seminars here and there. So what I was looking for was more of a broad experience that would allow me to really understand how all the different departments, for sake of argument, really interject with each other and how can you make decisions as a manager, as a leader within an organization. You really need to understand what each department within a group or a team or what have you, how they operate, and then how you can bring them together and make decisions together for the betterment of the business.
That collaboration is so much at the root of what happens even in the classroom at Darden. The case method, many of our prospective students may not fully understand exactly what that means. I ask people periodically on this podcast to sort of describe that learning experience for people who are just beginning to learn a little bit more about business school. I wonder how you might describe the case method in light of what you just said.
Sure. I think the case method is an open canvas. I think I loved every moment of my courses, regardless of the subject we were covering in class, economics, marketing, operations. The case was just an open canvas. It was basically an open question. Let's have a discussion. And then just really listen to how each individual would tackle a particular challenge that the case would bring up. And then you just see how everybody in the room will start bringing in a different perspective or different set of eyes on how they view the problem that was posed in the case. I think that was basically where I personally got most of my learning from the program. It's just really taking different perspectives on how to tackle a particular problem. And if you think about it, when you're in the real world, in a room with different peers, trying to figure out how to increase sales or drive efficiency within operations or launch a new product in the market, you're not making decisions alone. You may be driving the meeting, maybe the project lead, but you really depend on all the team members that are in that room to really get their input and together make a collective decision. One of the things that I talk to my former clients and partners, I am really interested in working together and co-creating solutions as opposed to just imposing what I think should be the right thing. And I think when we co-create solutions, work together, to achieve an end goal, that's where we basically find more long-lasting solutions as opposed to quick fixes.
And it sounds like Darden gave you some experience with that. I mean, it sounds like you already had some experience with that kind of co-creation, but Darden maybe gave you an opportunity to sharpen those skills, those collaborative skills, and get used to hearing different perspectives and people who brought different ideas to the same problem.
Absolutely. I think Darden, what enabled me is really to have a more of a comfort level, to have more challenging conversations with departments that I would in the past not feel comfortable having those with. Like, for example, sitting in front of a CFO or sitting in front of a COO and then just really having conversations about the business, knowing that I may not have all the answers, but I may have some ideas that may contribute to the end decision, and then just having an open dialogue. I think the Darden MBA experience really gave me the confidence that I needed to just really tackle those challenging conversations.
No, that's great. I wonder if we could go back to a particular moment in your experience. So you are a brand new first-year student. You're adjusting to life in the program. We have obviously students in our class of 2022 who will be starting school in August, and many of them may be wondering, you know, what's the learning curve like? You know, when did you start to feel like you had a schedule that worked for you, or you found your sea legs, so to speak, with respect to balancing the program and everything going on in your life? What was the adjustment like back to school?
I think it varies by people, but I think what I've talked to my former classmates and friends is talk to your partner, talk to your family, whoever is around you, talk to your coworkers, and just be open about, you know, the experience that you're about to embark. I think that's the biggest thing, because by being open, you're going to have support no matter what, because it's a wonderful journey. But I would say for me, what worked for me, it was basically being adaptable. Every term was different. Had different set of responsibilities, different topics that I was going to learn. Some of them were easier for me to assimilate, others required a little bit more effort. So my approach to the program was on a term by term, doing an assessment of what is it that I'm going to be learning, you know, and then basically just configuring out my schedule and how am I going to be engaging with work, with my family, with my friends and such, to make sure that, number one, nobody feels neglected. Number two, everybody understands what are the demands that I'm going to have to deal with. And ultimately, there is sort of balance, basically, because it's never going to be perfect, but I think you need to have an open dialogue throughout the process. And I think that was the one thing that helped me during my journey at Dartmouth.
And you make such a good point about basically going sort of from quarter to quarter, right? As you get new classes, sitting down, sort of thinking about everything that you have academically, that quarter, what's going on personally, and that open dialogue. So we just shared a conversation with a student from the class of 2021, and he said the exact same thing. You need to be having these conversations before you start the program and continuously throughout the program, because obviously, you know, everybody, you know, sort of experiencing the program differently. You're experiencing the program, your partner's experiencing the program, everybody at work, you know, you are at work and you're away from work, you know, for the program and all these kinds of things. So you need to continually check in with the people who are supporting you and who are around while you are doing this program.
Absolutely. I mean, life happens during the program. I mean, during my 2 years, I mean, my 21 months in Darden, basically, I had classmates who got married, had kids, have family matters and such. Personally, I got married and I relocated while I was in the program. So every step of the journey involved a lot of open communication. Sometimes you need to compromise on some things. But I mean, that's what made it successful, not only for myself to complete the program, but also to my partner and family and employers that were supporting me throughout the journey.
And so, Let's talk about your experience taking marketing as a required course. Obviously, at Darden, students don't place out of courses. So I'm wondering how you, as someone who has a lot of deep experience in marketing, you know, what role did you play relative to your classmates in those classes? Did you still get something out of those classes? Did you learn things, even though you had obviously a lot of experience in taking exec ed courses and those sorts of things in marketing?
I actually got a lot of out of my classes in marketing, particularly because the courses that I took were more of a on the quantitative type of course, basically all about pricing, structure, operations, and then just going really beyond the scope of what it would take to have a well-rounded campaign, or how do you support a new brand that goes out into the market and so forth. So I really learned a lot from the program, from a marketing perspective, because it really pushed us to be thinking more about the business as opposed to just thinking about just the brand in itself or like what's going to be better for the brand. But you really need to be thinking about the business as a whole. So another way of saying it is like it put me from having a micro view of just a brand, since I've been working for multiple brands over the course of my years. And then it gave me more of a macro perspective of just how does this brand have an impact in the overall business? And then what are the decisions that you need to be making in order to be not only successful with a particular brand, but also be successful as a business as a whole. And my role with my classmates and in basically in the class, it was really just to be open. I didn't want to just come in and think that I knew it all. I really wanted to learn, and I really wanted to be challenged. And I think the faculty and my classmates really challenged me a lot. So that also helped me to learn more about things that I just hadn't accounted for during my career.
No, that's such a great point. I mean, you really hit on a lot of things that I was wondering about. Just because you work in marketing doesn't necessarily mean you've had a holistic view of marketing, right? You know the things that have come across your desk, the kinds of problems that you've worked on. I would imagine sitting in a class might be an interesting learning opportunity, even for someone who has very deep experience in a particular area. So the other thing I was wondering about is your career goals. How did they evolve and change over the course of your time in the program? Did you come in with a particular idea of what you were going to do, and did that change by the time you got to graduation?
Yes, when I joined the program, I was thinking of being a climber, and then immediately, as I think it was the right after the first set of classes, I realized that I really wanted to be more of a switcher. Particularly because I felt that the program was really pushing me to really tackle different conversations that I was not really having with my clients and partners. And by the end of the program, I kept thinking, yes, I definitely would like to make a switch when the switch is right. And then depending on what opportunity that may be is, I may decide to become more of a climber, but it all depends on what the opportunity was going to be. But I felt that the program really pushed me to really think beyond the scope of what's in front of me. So it was very beneficial. And even now, I mean, I graduated in 2018, now 2020. When I think of a new partnership, a new challenge, a new project with a client or within the organization, I always think of what's beyond the scope of that that project or that initiative or that program. What is it that we're really trying to tackle, and what's the impact that this initiative is going to have to the overall? And I think before Darting, I didn't feel comfortable having those conversations because I was not exposed to that type of challenge. But after during the program and even after, I feel more comfortable having those conversations. And I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I feel more at ease sitting in front of somebody and then just starting to have a dialogue about different topics that are going to lead us to the particular project or challenge that we're dealing with.
That's a really powerful endorsement, I would say, in terms of the scope and sort of view that you have on the work that you're doing. I hear from students as I ask this question and sort of hear answers that their sense of their own potential or what they're capable of doing kind of outgrows their job more quickly than their job grows, I guess, so to speak. What you're interested in, what you feel like you can do is no longer defined by the role that you have. And so that also tends to drive people to sort of thinking about taking on another job, another role, a different set of responsibilities. Is that consistent with your experience?
Absolutely. I think, and this is not just me, but definitely this is a feeling that I share with a lot of my classmates from 2018. The program left us very hungry for more, hungry for to tackle new challenges, hungry to tackle on new ideas, potential ventures. I mean, I can tell you right now, again, life has, life happens, and sometimes you need to make some decisions. But since I left the program, I'm very connected with a few of my classmates. With some, we started working on some new ventures. Again, life happens. One got married, the other one got relocated to another country. So we put that venture aside. Doesn't mean that we don't want to do it, but it's just, it's a project. It's a pet project right now. I can tell you that a lot of people that I've talked to after completing the program and pursuing new opportunities, one of the main reasons that they were pursuing new opportunities is because they felt hungry to not only to learn new things, but also put into motion all the skills that they have learned through the program. And particularly for me, I feel that the program empowered me to just be very specific about what I'm looking for, from a new challenge, a new role and such. And then be able to, once I get that particular assignment, once I get that particular role, I mean, be able to really focus on sharing, you know, all the things that I have learned from my career prior to Darden and all the compliments that I have from my Darden experience. So it's definitely something that I have heard from classmates and definitely something that I felt myself.
Your venture point is an interesting one. Did you see yourself as someone who would eventually pursue something entrepreneurial or explore something entrepreneurial?
No, I never thought of that. But just being in the program, halfway through the program, I was thinking about it. I want to create something. I want to build something. And even talking to some of my friends and halfway through the program, we talked about, let's just go do something. And conversations are still happening. Again, life happens. Sometimes priorities, you need to rethink your priorities. But never in my life, I thought I was going to be thinking, you know, I want to do something for myself. And it's just that desire for growth, personal improvement, growth, and think beyond the tip of your nose. Basically, that's how my mother used to tell me: always think beyond the tip of your nose. And I think being at Darden, going through the program with my classmates, it was really an empowering experience because it really made me feel that, you know, there's a lot more that can be done, and now I feel confident that I can go tackle it. And if I cannot do it myself, I can always rely on my network from Darden, from my class of 18, or my expanded network from the other classes. So it's very comforting to know that you have a network that is really there to support you, whether it's to just give you a point of view on something that you're thinking about doing, to really connecting you with somebody else. And if you have the connection, just maybe talk about building something together.
So we had another one of your class of 2018 classmates here on the podcast, and she was saying that the class does a good job of staying in touch, particularly the people in the DC area where she's based. She sees her classmates with some regularity. Is that your experience too?
Yes. I think ever since I completed the program, I mean, it's been very comforting to know that you are always connected with people. You get to see them, you know, for social events or to talk about what's going on within your career. There's always that connection. Whether if it's in BC or beyond BC, I have not felt alone after my Darden experience. I always know that whenever you reach out to somebody from Darden, whether if it's your class or another class, you will always get a response right away.
I'm glad to hear you say that and to make a point of that, just because I think oftentimes when people think about an executive MBA program, I think they think they're going to have to sacrifice some of that community, that they're going to have to give up those kind of relationships. And the thing that we try to underscore here on the podcast and in other channels is that you actually get a community when you come to this executive MBA program. And the culture of this program is not transactional. People actually are choosing an experience-based executive MBA. Is that what you would encourage those people to think about too?
Absolutely. The reason why I chose Darden beyond academics, it was also the network. I was right in my decision. I mean, during the program and even after, I've always had the support from the network. I mean, from you, Brett, to the rest of the faculty, to career services for alumni. They have always been there to support me. From looking at my resume to connecting me with somebody else within the Darden network. And as I said before, whenever I reach out to somebody from Darden, whether if it's a class of 2016, 2012, or what have you, I always get a response. They're always willing to connect with you, even if it's not for coffee, for a 20-minute call. I always get a response. I always get answer to my question, and it has never been the opposite. So it's very comforting. As I embark on a new opportunity that I'm going to be relocating to a different state, I do not feel any concerns that I may be isolating myself from the network, because if anything, the Darden network has proven that no matter the location, you will always have the backing of the Darden family. So it's a great feeling.
That's great. So let's talk about that new opportunity. Where are you going and what will you be doing?
Well, depending on how things evolve with the current situation, the health concerns that we have with coronavirus. I mean, eventually, my family and I, we will be relocated to Austin, Texas. And I will be starting a job as Director of Global Marketing Operations for Wunderman Thompson. This is an agency part of WPP. WPP is an agency conglomerate where I started my career. So I'm happy to go back to the family. And my job is basically going to be focusing on overseeing the marketing operations for a global client, how to drive more automation and the transformation within the way that they're operating, and also supporting the day-to-day operations for the office. So it's a terrific opportunity. I'm very excited about it, and I'm really eager to start on Wednesday. So I'm very excited about it.
That's great. Well, obviously thrilled for you and that opportunity. And you got excitement on many horizons. We talked about another baby on the way, obviously a new daughter as well, and a new job. Seems like a lot of things are going well for you, Jaime.
Yeah, definitely no more new news for 2021.
So one maybe last question for you. What would your advice to prospective students be? Obviously, we've got people who are in the consideration process, you're thinking about applying, or maybe just doing a little bit of research, learning about executive MBA programs, listening to this podcast. I wonder what you would tell them to do as they evaluate Darden as a potential fit.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think when you're looking at Darden, it's really think about what you're really looking to get from the MBA. I mean, I think this is something that I've discussed with some of my former classmates and friends, basically. It's like, what is it that you were looking for and what really attracted you from Darden? And it was just really, you know, if you're looking for a place where you really want to build a network, a network that is not going to be only functional, if I may say it so that way, during the time of the MBA, but if it's going to be a long-lasting network, and you're really looking for a place where you're going to be pushed to think through business issues or challenges, then Darden is the place to be. That's one of the two key things that I was looking for in my MBA, and Brett, you and I talked about this, I think it was back in 2016 when I was evaluating Darden and other schools, and it was a conversation that you and I had. It was just like, you know, just how the case study works, how the Darden network is so strong across different markets, not only in the United States, but as you're looking for a program, and if you really want to be in a place where you're going to be challenged to be a thinker, not just a doer, and to really be part of a network that is going to be connected with you for the rest of your life, no matter where you are, then I think Darden is the choice for you to make, basically.
No, that's great. And you'd mentioned the Darden family earlier, and I do think it feels that way. I mean, obviously, when people are on grounds during residencies, I think prospective students are always struck by the warmth and the familiarity between the students. You know, gosh, everybody seems to really know each other. And in my opinion, that's because it's that sense of community is rooted in the classroom. It's how you learn, right? You are learning about each other as you're learning about finance, accounting, marketing, whatever the subject might be, because people are bringing their whole self. They're talking about, you know, how they see a particular problem. They're sharing their experiences. And obviously, you fill in all of those things as well outside of the classroom. But the people who choose this program are relationship oriented, and they are coming because they want a network very similar to you, Jaime. So I'm glad that you found that here. I do think that is a common interest and aspiration for students who matriculate at Darden. So, well, I appreciate your taking the time today. Recognize how busy it is for everybody out there, and you know, I'm sorry we couldn't connect in person, but it's always good to connect with you virtually. And obviously, congratulations on everything that's happening for you, and good luck in Texas when you get there. I will say you've got some great tacos waiting on you in Austin.
I know. It's going to be a great adventure for us. So, thank you.
And that was my conversation with Jaime Falquez, an Executive MBA Format graduate from our class of 2018. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.